Academy. Welcome back to another episode of Challenged. As always, I am Brian. Sitting next to me is
Amanda.
And across from me is
Big Uncle Sweetie.
I don't hear myself in my headphones.
I hear you in my headphones.
Well, this is some bullshit.
Well, that's weird.
There we go. That's a little bit better.
You hear yourself now?
We're having all sorts of technical problems.
It's not Challenged it without matter. Technical problems.
We got right. This.
Hey, everybody. It's been a while. We were...
A hot minute.
We've been busy.
It's summer. It's late summer.
Yeah.
Late summer is frantic, crazy.
Lots of vacations and activities and family things to do and everything.
Yeah. We should touch on our vacation, though, to Nashville. Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't get a chance to recap our Challenge Mania event.
Yes.
Yeah. We went to the Challenge Mania event in Nashville, saw lots of people.
Yeah.
Chatted with them afterwards. The most important people we met were people who were fans of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
So much fun. Yeah.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yes.
And her family.
Adorable.
Sweetest
daughter ever.
Was super awesome.
Yep.
Yes.
Brittany, who me and Amanda talked to.
Mm-hmm.
She was super awesome.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Brittany.
Yeah.
Hi, nope. Brittany, though.
You missed Brittany. She was precious.
Was she single? And if so, why didn't
No, I think she was with her partner.
All right.
Well, don't think you had a chance there. No. But yeah, just absolutely the sweetest. Yeah. Keep going.
And then we hung out with most of the time.
Yes.
Stan the man.
Stan the man is probably one of the smartest humans in the entire world, like that I've ever met.
Data scientist or something?
That I've ever spoken to.
Wow, that high praise.
Yeah, I swear. I was appreciative.
Keep in mind, she works with oncology.
Good job, bro.
Oncology.
And I think that's just a backwards way of saying that Wolfie is stupid.
No.
I
did not say that.
You didn't say it, though. You implied it. You didn't say it, though.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
With him. He was super awesome.
I'm just saying, amazing, amazing dude. Such a good human. So freaking smart. And just like a hustler and a good hubby. Like, I appreciated how, you know, his wife was like, hey, you got to do this. And he's like, all right, I got to do what the wife has said. So I appreciate him.
He's a good man.
So it was so nice to meet him. I was sad that we didn't get to catch up on Friday like we thought we were going to. But I'm glad we got to spend the time we did at the VIP event and at the actual sitting at the same table with you at the live event. Mm-hmm. So it was a great time.
It was fun. We had some unscheduled guests too. Mark Long was there
for
a minute.
Uh-huh.
And CJ. Billed as guests, but they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who all did we meet?
At the meet and greet?
We talked to Katie.
We did. We talked to Katie.
Mm-hmm. She was great.
She's super short.
She's a tiny, tiny woman, yes.
She is very tiny. She's the kind of tiny women who give like me a complex about being big, you know what I mean? Like you just stand next to her and it's like, oh my God. I'm a giant. But she was so cool and just so normal. You know what I mean? She was just herself. And I appreciate that about her. She's just real. You realize that who you saw on the show, Katie, is this Katie. None of it's a put on. It's, you know. So, yeah, it was nice to see her and chat with her and kind of get to, you know, chat with her about how she did get a shitty, you know, she got some shitty edits on the old show back in the day. So,
yeah. Yeah. She had some good insights to some behind the scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even with new All-Stars, she was talking about how she was pitched that it was going to be Carnival Games.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
It was not that way.
Lied to her.
Lies.
Yeah. Yep, but she was great. John A was great, just so warm and friendly.
Oh, John A was awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was nice. Yeah, it was nice to be able to, like, you know, kind of, yeah, give her congratulations kind of in this moment, you know, right off of her second win of an All-Star season. Yep. It was fun to see her, just at this time.
John sucked. Did you guys even talk to John?
No, we didn't talk to John.
He sucked.
Yeah.
He was selling CDs and shit. It's just like, John, who's buying CDs, man?
Right.
Who has CDs anymore? Just give somebody a card with your Spotify link or something on it.
Yeah.
People don't want that shit.
And then Derek was kind of Derek Chavez. Yep. Right. He was kind of
drunk.
High energy.
He was drunk, and
drunk
then he
on
was
high energy.
He was like crowd entertainment while you were waiting in line to kind of meet John A and Jasmine and CJ, and so he was just dancing around and introduced himself to me, and so he was dancing around. And then I was like, I noticed he didn't have a drink, and so I just said like, hey, do you need a do you need a drink? And he's like, sure. So
because what that dude needed was more.
he obviously did. He was going to be very thirsty from all that movement. He needed something.
He was like rolling on the ground.
He was like, what are you drinking? And I was drinking this like mimosa beer. I don't know. It was kind of tasty. It tasted like beer and juice kind of. Anyways, I bought him one and then forever the night, then he was like, thank you for the drink. You know, it was just kind of like, whereas all these other girls are like hanging all over him, you know, trying to take selfies. I'm just like, let me buy you a beer. So, and then I got a nice picture with him, where I took a picture of, him and I together. So that was fun. He did say to hit him up on, Insta. Hit him up on Insta and maybe we do an interview. So, or that he was into doing an interview. So,
maybe that's never going to happen. Don't watch for that, everybody. We don't do interviews on this show.
Maybe
it's nice that he offered, but
maybe someday
Kendall offered too. And Brandon, we've had a couple people want to do it.
There's been a couple. Well, I know, but I feel like he brings a different dynamic. That's more our kind of vibe, you know, like real vibe, like
more than Brandon. I think Brandon's my kind of vibe.
You think so?
I could show with that.
I think Amanda's saying he's more like the new gossip version of Shane.
He's like the Shane? Gossip. Yeah. I feel like he'll come. He'll tell you the deep and dirty. He'll tell you stuff that MTV doesn't want him to say. You know, right. I feel like that's where that's for our people. Like, what do you mean? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, I think that Kendall's just going to come with I don't think Kendall would ever go behind whatever MTV said she couldn't say or whatever, dude. Same with Brandon.
I just like people that are dead inside. It's just like,
you do. I
like chill, calm people. If they have too much energy, it's the, like, get
give me
the
life.
Fuck out of here.
Come on. No. Is that what you say about me every time I show up here?
Every time,
you're like, get the fuck out of my house, Amanda.
The second you close, like, you leave out the door, I'm like, oh, thank God. I can take a fucking breath here for a second.
Oh my God.
No. You and Derek are on it. Like, Derek's in a different plane.
Oh, yeah.
He's like throwing himself on the ground and shit. And just being so dramatic. And I'm sure, I mean, it was entertaining in small doses, but it's also just like, I know I could never be buddies with a guy like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's way too much energy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more about entertaining than like conversating. And that's not, this is not my jam.
Yeah. But I think
funny, and I'm glad I got to witness
it. Yeah. But I think like an interview would be more what I'm saying. An interview with him is more like up our alley / our audience's alley than an interview with those other two people.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying.
This is what we'll do. We'll leave it up to the fans.
I think we'll leave it up to Amanda. Amanda, if you want to do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just line it up.
Like I said,
it's
we'll see.
It's never going to happen, Wolfie.
No. We'll see.
All right.
Me and Amanda were going to talk to Jasmine.
Oh, yeah.
She had something going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
She got really upset. Like, we were the next people standing there.
Literally the next people.
She got like really upset about something. I don't know what happened, but she's like turned to look. Like, she's looking all around. Like
an escape. Like, she's looking for an escape. You could tell. Really? Like, she was like.
She just went out onto that balcony.
Yeah.
And then sat down and started smoking with whoever else was out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, well.
And I said, at that point, I was like, I'm good because I don't want to be the first person in line when she comes back in from whatever's going on anyways. Yeah. Like, right. I don't, I'm good. Like, so
yeah,
that'll be that.
So. Yeah. So we hung out for quite a while. I mean, we kind of shut the place down as everybody was leaving. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was like very few fans and Jasmine was just there like playing on her phone or something. And so my interaction with Jasmine was just like, hey, Jasmine, can I get a selfie real quick? She's like, yeah, click. All right, see ya.
Yeah.
And I didn't say a word to her other than that. But another just tiny little woman, just like Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Super small.
Yeah.
Super duper small.
But good show.
Yeah.
Nice meeting everybody, especially the listeners.
Oh, yeah. God. Yes. Enjoyed meeting all the listeners and, yeah, and getting to know you guys. You guys are so fun, just like us. Exactly. I feel like every listener that we met had, you know, like a little bit in common or a lot in common with one of us, if not all of us.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next summer in Nashville, Challenged Fest. No challengers, just the three of us hanging out. You can come meet us. Everybody should come to Nashville.
Oh, we're going to Nashville. We're not sure, doing it here. We're going somewhere else that we don't live. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Somewhere else.
I'm down.
It's more interesting than Peoria.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
No, Peoria sucks.
Hey, Peoria's been pretty good to me this week. I feel like I've had a good week in Peoria. You know,
there's
like
some shit going on here lately.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like I've had a really good week in the city of doing things. So I'm not gonna dog on it this week, I guess.
You got a week off, Peoria.
Yeah, you get a reprieve.
next week we're coming for you.
Next week we'll see.
I was disappointed there was like 10 people at this Richard Pryor Film Festival.
Yes,
this is why we can't have stuff because nobody from Peoria comes out to do anything.
Listen, we went.
What has Richard Pryor ever done for Peoria?
Everything.
Filmed part of a movie here.
Is that all?
All right, friends.
Head over to challengepod.com, join the Facebook group, join our Patreon. Go.
All right, you ready? Okay, friends.
Born ready.
Well, we're stepping back. If you're listening to this now, it's coming out a couple of episodes ago. So this is episode 5, title of The Challenge USA, titled In Tyson We Trust. Good God, that was hard to get out today. Whew, it's been a minute. Out of practice.
And I got to say, before we start, I haven't watched this episode in 2 weeks. I barely remember it, so.
It's all right. I'll bring him back in.
I'm ready.
Right?
I'm ready.
Just power through. Make it a quick one. 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Do we set a timer, like on Couch Pilots?
Yeah. This episode starts off after David and Justine's win over Shan and Xavier. And then being eliminated. So the perfect algorithm reveal says we've got Danny and Angela, Derek and Kayla, David and Alyssa, Tyson and Cachet, Enzo and Kira, Kylan and Shannon, Dominic and Desi, Cinco and Aza, Ben and Justine, and Leo and Sarah. Let's see. Then we get kind of the teams talking. Derek and Kayla says if they don't get last, they don't see how they go into elimination. We get Ben braiding Sarah's hair. Both of them, their trust is kind of weary in Tyson.
Yeah, there's some cracks in the Survivor Alliance, mm-hmm. but not between Ben and Sarah. They seem
yes. Oh no, they've always been like rock solid. So. And then we get Sarah and Tyson talking. Tyson asks if they're sure that Ben is on their side. Tyson's worried because basically they both voted him out twice before on Survivor. Sarah says, like, no, I promise I'm in. And if you bamboozle me, you bamboozle me. And Tyson says, man, I'm too old to bamboozle.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
But there is, I mean, there's been, these people played Survivor with each other a couple of times.
Yes.
And so if you're into Survivor like I am, it's kind of nice to see these relationships move on to a different show.
Oh, and the paranoia that's left over from the other series creeps in. Yeah.
Yep. But it's clear that Tyson's on the outside of the Sarah-Ben thing, not mm-hmm. just because Ben's braiding her hair, but just they're much closer. They've played together.
And that's why I don't understand why like they get so upset that Tyson is so quick to not trust. Dude, why should he trust you?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the question. Like, I think that why do they get so upset?
And this, I will back them up a little bit because I do think they could stay Survivor strong for a few more episodes.
They get could, out some of these I big agree. Brother
people. So I think Tyson but takes the shot
hear,
a little early.
But if you hear they're coming for you, you know what I mean? And the paranoia sets in and they've gotten you first before.
Yeah.
What, I mean, I don't see where the just complete like disgust and hatred she has at the end of things comes from when... If the roles were reversed and you were in a different scenario, I think you would act the same way.
Yeah. I think from their perspective, it's like we could work together for a couple more weeks. We could all get a little further and then we start taking shots at each other.
Well, I think that's what Xavier of Big Brother thought too, but that's what happens. Yeah, you know what I mean? Crumble. Like it is. Like they just, the mistrust left over from these blindsides and, you know, stuff. From previous seasons. Yep. Yeah.
It's and I'm not definitely saying Tyson was dirty. Wrong. I don't think Tyson was wrong.
Right.
But I can see why Sarah and Ben are a little bit like, Tyson, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I see both sides though. Yeah. It's just the paranoia the fucking other shows have created in these people.
Yep.
It's crazy. So yeah, that takes us to the challenge.
I will smack his head and eat it.
This challenge is called Barreled Treasure. In this challenge, you have to jump in the water, swim to your code, then swim to the barge, find your barrel on top of the barrel. Oh no.
It's back.
It's back. Is it the metal of this?
I don't know what it is. I'm just moving things. That seems
like I'm not hearing.
Oh, you didn't hear that one?
No.
Okay. Pop the barrel, grab your puzzle pieces, swim them back. And if you accidentally pop a barrel with the wrong code, then you have to swim back out to the, buoys that had your code on it. And before you can swim back to the barrels, you also have to do two laps so that you can collect both sets of puzzle pieces, before you can finally then complete your puzzle.
Yep. Pretty typical challenge.
Yeah.
Event. Get puzzle pieces. Put your puzzle together.
Yeah. Lots of swimming. Lots of swimming.
Yeah. This was a very heavy, mm-hmm. Swimming heavy one.
Leo says that he is a catfish. Sarah is not amused with Leo at all.
Leo is fucking obnoxious, isn't he?
Yeah.
This guy sucks.
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
He does.
Is that just terrible. Me that thinks that? Wolfie, where do you stand?
No. He's Leo. He's annoying. Top.
Think he's nearly as annoying. Like, personally, I find Cache kind of annoying.
Oh, really? Why?
I don't know. I just feel like she seems to like jump into stuff like, oh, yeah. Like, she was the one who's like, we're like beautiful young women, and all these old women are just jealous and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's teamed up with Tyson. So she's just like, that's right. We rule. And it's like, Tyson rules. You're just kind of there.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Speaking of, Tyson pretty much just has Cache lay on her back and kick her feet. And he drags her through the water. All the way. All the way. And then to boot, they get on top of this barge with the barrels and Cache pops open a barrel with the wrong code on it. Tyson. See,
this is what I'm talking about.
Is flipping fuming.
I bet. I would too.
So, Kayla and Derek, they're the first to complete a full lap and get their first round of puzzle pieces back. Then Ben and Justine and Angela and Danny. When Angela and Danny get there, Angela grabs onto Danny to try to help him up the ladder. And Danny's like, nah, I got this. He's like, this woman is making me look bad. And Kiki is going to kill me when I get home.
Kiki, I swear he's mentioned Kiki every episode.
And I love it. It's literally everything. Like, I live for this woman. She's adorable. And him and her are adorable. Like,
people online are finding it very annoying.
Are they? I think it's endearing.
It doesn't bother me one way.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I'm the only online groups that I participate in are our Facebook group, of course.
Okay.
And the MTV Challenge subreddit. Yeah. And on the subreddit, it's just a meme. They just sort of, they're not really even making fun of it. It's just sort of a playful joke. I don't think it's rubbing anybody the wrong way or anything. But it is interesting that it's every episode.
Oh, I love it.
We're just waiting for Kiki. Where's Kiki?
Yes. I love it because to me, it's less of a he's not saying it because he's like actually worried about his wife. It's almost like a sweet thing that he said to her, like, you know, like while I'm on every, you know, every time I do a thing, I'll, you know, I'll include you, or, you know, it's just some kind of sweet thing I feel like he's doing. Cause it's not Barf. Like, I don't know. It's just, I think it's precious. I absolutely love it.
I think it's very sweet.
and I don't,
I'm not annoyed by it. It's no. just a, it's a funny thing.
For right. me. I think it's cute. Then we get the Cinco and Azza. We see Azza struggling. We see Leo basically riding on Sarah's back while she's swimming. So she's like dragging him along. We get Derek and Kayla. They're the first with both sets of puzzle pieces and to start their puzzle. This is a strong group. You think the first thing you look at them, you see them at the puzzle together, and you're like, man, they got this. This is it. They got this. And then you realize, oh yeah, you got two smart puzzle people trying to work on a same puzzle together that are working at it from two different weird angles. And yeah, and they just kind of basically defeated themselves.
Yeah, these puzzles, it's kind of, it goes against your logic, but usually puzzles like this are better if one person takes
the lead. Yep. Yeah, and just says like, put this here, okay, shift.
Yep, and maybe the other person hands them the pieces, or, you know, but the other person should definitely play sort of assistant. Too many people working on it, it's always bad.
It's way too much. So Ben and Justine are the next to their puzzle. Back at this time, Tyson's still out in the water swimming, and Tyson says that he's defeated, or he's acting defeated, but he says, I'd still take a little bit of like strength away from every group that I can pass along the way, even if I'm not going to win it. And Danny says that Tyson passing him while dragging Cache along is about the ultimate embarrassment. to his swimming,
because they're the only ones that had to go back, right? They're the only ones that got that penalty of opening a wrong barrel.
Yeah,
so they've made three trips to everybody else's two.
Yeah, so everyone then finally basically gets to the puzzle, except for I think the last couple that were struggling, Enzo and Kira, Leo and Sarah, and Azza and Cinco, Tyson and Cache get up there and he realizes that they're still in it, and he just dumps those puzzle pieces out and like Rain Mans them up on that fucking board and calls for a check, and they fucking win.
Yep. It's incredible.
It is.
He did this basically by himself. I mean, Cache had to hold on for the ride, but
Cache cost him.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, realistically, he still won. Right? Yeah.
He still won.
By a landslide on something that, yeah, he had to take a penalty and he basically had to carry weight while he did it.
Yep.
I mean, it was incredible. Yep. Incredible. Basically, he says, that's why you don't give up. And like, it's so true. It's so true. You know, he could have easily been super defeated and said, like, F this, like, you can swim yourself and I'm not dragging you back now. We're not going to win it anyways. But he kept at it. Ben is being a pissy pants. Basically, he's tired of Tyson winning. He wants to win, but he's still, of course, glad that it was Tyson, because he's survivor strong. Yeah. It gets down to those last three teams. Azza says, God's strength is made more perfect through weakness. Living it out. And Enzo,
was she blaming God for this loss or something?
No, I think she was saying that through this loss and being so, her weakness coming out, she's going to be stronger, Brian. Or Tim.
No, well, that's ridiculous too.
And then,
it doesn't make any
Enzo shows up and realizes they're still in it because there's still people to do the puzzle. And he's like, you know what? I got this. You did the swimming. Let me take care of this puzzle. And Enzo kills the puzzle just like Tyson. Puts it up there like Rain Man and boom.
It's kind of amazing. He does not look like talk like a puzzle person, but yeah, he kind of crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's like a CT in that way. I wouldn't have thought that it's CT either.
Yeah. So then it's down to...
He was pretty decent with puzzles on Big Brother.
Yeah. Then it's basically down to, for the final spot, it's Leo and Sarah versus Azza and Cinco. Azza and Cinco do end up getting up to their puzzle board, but Leo and Sarah end up getting the puzzle up first. So Azza and Cinco are last and will be going into elimination.
No surprise.
Congrats. TJ is like, you know, he did, kind of act the shocked and impressive congratulations to Tyson and Cache. Because, pretty impressive. So back at the house, we get them all walking in. We get that. Cache says in her little interview, she's like, I won an elimination. I won a swimming challenge and can't swim. What is going on? What am I doing here? I'm just living.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't like Cache because it's things like that are sort of endearing to me.
That's it.
Sort of self-aware and,
like,
you know.
What the hell is this? Yeah, basically she's like, yeah, I don't deserve any of this. I know I don't. Like, I don't know what this is, but it doesn't make sense, but it's my journey and this is where I'm at.
Yeah. You still don't like her?
Yeah. No. I don't like the beginning of the next episode.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
The conversation with Sarah. I don't... Okay. That's the piece that I don't like. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand why she's acting kind of a victim there, but
we're not there yet.
Yeah, no, I'm not. We're not there.
I don't know. Just her whole like, oh, there's Cinco, this big old drama. Like, he's such a big part of my life, and it's like you were on a reality show together. You dated for like less than a year. Calm down.
I'm gonna forgive her for that because she's coming from a love-based reality show. And so I wonder if she's trying to bring some of the love-based drama into this.
There's love-based reality shows.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, but this is like, this is the challenge. There's no relationship shit here.
Right.
Except for CT and DM. But anyway, I think I do like her. She's just sort of coming into her own.
There are moments that I like her, and then there are moments where I'm like, she's just being kind of a young, kind of naive, catty girl. You know what I mean? In moments. And this is when you kind of see that when Cinco and Azza kind of have a conversation, agreeing to stay quiet and not say any names when they have their meeting with Tyson and Cache, because he says that Cache will use it against them. Basically they get in this meeting and Azza says that you could freaking cut this tension with a freaking knife between Cache and Cinco. Tyson basically says he sees it too. He wants some microwave popcorn, just sit back and watch the show. Cache wants the name of one team and Azza is just literally like a freaking statue. I don't even know what's going on.
You're fucking
don't
it
say
up
my name, bitch.
There you go.
So
they're in this conversation. Don't say my name.
Yeah. So anyways,
I kinda lost the impact.
Basically
you fucked it up a few times first.
Basically.
Where aren't the challengers this season?
Then at the end of it, Cache says, like, so who are we thinking then? And who are we considering then? And Tyson says, everybody. So, then we get, like, the teams kind of talking. I guess Dominic and Desi, they say they're kind of ready. Derek and Kayla said that they're ready because they're not Survivor or Loved Island, so they think they're a strong pick. Then you get Danny and Sarah talking Leo. This is where Sarah starts her Leo bashing. She said that Leo said on the way to the challenge that he was good at swimming. She's frustrated because she didn't even really get to compete. She says that Leo never takes it seriously. And then you get this montage of Leo, Sarah literally complaining to every freaking human about Leo today.
Yeah. I think she wants to let everybody know that Leo's performance is why they didn't do well.
I think that she's the one that kind of shot herself in the foot here. Like, why did she have to put a big target on Leo's back? Like, I mean, yeah, of course, whoever's in power is going to be like, I don't want to have to partner with him next week. So right. I'm going to take him out, you know, but whatever. I think that this is where I think that, like, I do think that Sarah plays a part in this, you know, like in her destiny here. I think had she have not just like gone around and made such a big stink about him and put such a big target, let somebody else, it's like the people are hearing your name regardless of, you know, or his name. And then your name is attached to his name, you dummy. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. So, so at this point, Cachet hears them. And,
get out of here.
Cachet hears them, hears all this, and she says that, yeah, she doesn't want to be indeed partnered with them, with him. So then we get the little moment where we see Kayla going to Tyson. And this is where I think that Kayla is a very, very smart, like, social game player. Like, she knows how to play this game. Like, she knows she's in trouble. Of going in. And so she goes to Tyson and says that, you know, hey, like, I want to work with you. And that, you know, and Tyson kind of acts like, have you heard anybody, you know, saying my name or whatever? And she said, you know, she says, yeah, I've heard that somebody is frustrated with that you're winning. And so basically Tyson asks her and confirms that, does it start with a B? Yeah, of course it's Ben. They're talking about Kayla, you know, says that she's trying to gain his trust and then basically save them from going into elimination. And I think this is an incredibly smart move. I think that Kayla knows exactly what she's doing. And I think this works. Like, it obviously works.
Yeah, it works. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then it takes us to the arena.
Although that's a pretty weak excuse, I got to say. That Ben's upset that Tyson's winning. And so this is going to be Tyson's excuse to take Ben out. Like, that's pretty weak. You can be on the same team and still be a little bit pissed, like, oh, man, he's just winning all the time. You know right. what I mean?
Well, I think that, but I think that Tyson takes any little slight like that, like, as a piece of, like, if he's not happy that I'm winning, because he should be happy that I'm winning because it keeps him safe. Like, if he's upset that I'm winning, then there's something in him that wants to cut me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Take me out so that he can be the winning one.
This is what the challenge is, too. Yeah. You look for little things of a reason to throw people in.
Right.
But I still think Tyson could have stuck with the Survivors for a few more weeks. But
oh, I agree. I think whatever. He could have. I understand what you mean. I also understand the, you know, crazy paranoia of this, of these crazy games.
Yeah. So.
Payback's a bitch! Bitch!
So, yeah. That takes us to the arena. So they all get down there. Tyson basically says before they announce it, he says there has to be some give and take. So this week it's going to be Sarah and Leo. So yeah, basically Sarah talks so bad about Leo that no one wants to be his partner. And so Sarah and Leo get called out and are pissed off. So this elimination is called a dark turn. So when they come down, Sarah says that she's super calm and focused, you know, better than she has been in any challenge or anything previously. So in this, elimination, you are tied to your partner and, you have to enter, a storage container, a dark room and memorize a stack of reels of various sizes and then recreate that same stack out on your pole the fastest. So, yeah. So
boring. What a boring elimination.
So basically there were
two. Couldn't have made something a little more exciting to watch.
No, I literally have like two notes on it. It's like, so then basically Sarah and Leo take the approach of measuring the four different sizes before they go into the room.
Their hands.
Yeah, by using their smart. Hands.
It's at least a strategy.
Super smart.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other strategy of Oz and Cinco that immediately go out into the dark to feel the tower and then come out and try to recreate it. So obviously, of course, Sarah and Leo's strategy dominates this. Leo says it's his quadratic system of 4-3-2-1. Like, all right, see, that's brilliant. What are you talking about? I don't even understand. Like,
I think one finger to four fingers, right?
Well, yes. I mean, but he acts like that's like some kind of brilliant, labeling them 1, 2, 3, 4 is like some brilliant thing. Like, no shit.
Like calling it quadratic is brilliant.
Yeah.
It is brilliant. Cause I mean, you just like, okay, 3, 4, 2, 1. So you just put in your head 3,421 and then you go and recreate them.
Right.
Cool.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's super smart.
Yeah.
It's much easier to remember like a single number, even if it is like 6 figures long or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's just calling it a quadratic system is sort of bullshit.
Well, and I think it's acting like it's brilliant is kind of crazy. Like it seems very logical to me. This seems like a logical strategy. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how else you would do it. I mean, the Oz the Cinco method seemed insanity to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Like my brain works very like methodically like this. Yeah. So this is what I would have done.
The system was clear and it made sense. Yes. And it is definitely the reason they won, but it's just another reason why I don't like Leo is just like, he's talking a big fucking game in a quadratic system and shit like that.
It's like please, he came up with like, it. Like that's what I'm saying. Like it was like the fact of like how he was like insisted on, he came up with the like brilliance of like, it's like, no dude, you logically realized that this was the best way to do this. Like, okay. But it wasn't some like, you know.
And calling it a quadratic system. I don't know. This is all just intolerable shit. I just don't like that guy. I just really don't. Cat obsession is like, please, man. I just don't like this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like have a real like hatred or loathe for the man or anything, but like there are moments where I'm just like, take a deep breath and back off yourself for a second. Like maybe like, you know, maybe quit the sales pitch, you know, like maybe that's what it, to me, it's a big sales pitch. It's like a TV. It's weird.
I think that's true.
It's like a Derek from All Stars, you know, and that's really what it is. It's just uncomfortable.
Overplayed.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable feeling. It doesn't feel natural or normal.
Authentic.
Yeah. Authentic. Like it's gotta go.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Fuck Leo.
That's it.
That's the takeaway.
So what'd Sarah do after they win?
Sarah did like throat slashing, freaking.
Only the video
like,
people are gonna get.
Yeah, no, but I said throat slashing afterward. I had to do the motion for the video people.
Oh my god, she looked like a fucking lunatic.
Like a murderer. I mean, like she looked like somebody who was literally gonna murder somebody. Like I was like
just pointing at him.
Yeah.
was super weird. It was so uncomfortable. And she had like a bite. I don't know if it was
a
grenade
like a turkey
she was
leg
doing,
or a
turkey
leg. Yeah, I don't even know.
It was very
fucking weird. Yeah.
It was very weird, very uncomfortable. And I like Sarah. I've liked her on Survivor. I've liked her on this show. But during this whole thing, I was just like,
she went off the rails.
Sarah, what the hell are you doing?
She went off the rails.
Yeah, it was so weird.
It's like we say, it was kind of like Laurel and her showboat and coming down. There are moments
pointing
where like
pelvis and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. There are moments where
it's crotch chop.
You do not.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Crotch like, chop. Where is like Tyson jumping around and being excited about winning after coming from behind in the challenge? I feel like is warranted because it's like, holy shit. I mean, like,
it's excitement. It's not anger.
No. In these moments when they're like, it's like almost a showboaty anger thing. It's like, it's weird. It's gross. Like, I don't know. Yeah. It makes you think differently about people.
Yeah. And we've seen it on the MTV show too. With remember when Bananas was talking shit about Jordan's hand after just beating him?
It's right.
Like, that's distasteful.
Distasteful.
That's not so cool. Zach throwing his helmet at the crowd after he won. It's just sort of like, come on, man. Like, just sort of chill for a second.
Chill.
It's a little weird.
Take the West approach.
Yes. Act like you've won before.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly. Act like you know how to fucking win. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Do you want to review him?
Man, we got a lot. And because we're doing two episodes in this sitting, I feel like we should divide them.
Okay.
So what happens usually, we get a few bad reviews. We read them on the show. We beg you guys to give us good ones to balance out the bad. And you guys deliver every time.
So nice.
We've got
refreshing.
A lot. Yeah, it's very nice. Red Sox 67 says, great pod. I look forward every season to listen to this podcast. I can tell Amanda, Wolfie, and Tim are real fans of the show. I like the side chat too. And Amanda's laugh. Keep it real.
Yay, thank you.
Jack C9 says, short and sweet review. I just want to put a positive review out there. Love hearing you three interact and go back and forth about your everyday lives and, of course, the show. Love Amanda's voice and her summary of the show. Keep up the great work, Jordan.
Oh, thanks, Jordan.
Last one we'll do this episode. We'll wrap them up next episode. Frank the Man 1013 says, Def recommend by far the best challenge podcast there is.
Woo!
high praise. They don't just idolize the show and say what they are actually feeling. We love that the show and we love that show. We love that show. That's it. But also dislike parts of it at times.
Yeah.
Wish they did recaps of my other favorite shows like Below Deck.
Oh, God. I do love Below Deck. Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah.
It's not even like a competition show.
No, it's not.
So literally would just be like, well, so-and-so got mad at someone else today.
Right.
Yeah. No, I got a lot to say about a lot. I have a lot to say about a lot of things. I mean, that's obvious. Like,
never not.
So, I mean, I have opinions, but I don't know, how they're warranted or approached or whatever. Like, yeah, what do I do? Just completely break down episodes of TV shows. And I mean, that's realistically, it's like I'm kind of the challenge. It's kind of like one of those watch alongs. Like, I mean, you literally could kind of watch and pause the show along as we go through the show review or whatever. It's kind of like those watch on Bravo. They have those shows where they're like sitting in bed watching the shows, talking Bravo. About them.
Wouldn't know.
Anyways,
We got three more. What we'll I could do that for next episode.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Head over to challengepod.com. Join the Facebook group. You can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join Patreon? Tim,
$5. You get video. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
You can watch video versions of this show. $1 a month, you get access to after shows, pre-shows, all sorts of exclusive content that you can only find on Patreon. So if you like hearing us talk, you can hear more of us talking. $2 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrea, Andrew, Bell, Brian, Cab, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Clint, Danielle, Daz, Ellen, Emily, Ari, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jim, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Laura, Leanne, Lily, LJ, Luke, Madeline, Mindy, Misty, Nicole, Patty, Roland, Ryan, Sarah, Scott, Seth. Page Ooh. 2, Shakar, Stan, Tara, Taylor, Xavier, and Zach.
Woo! Oh my goodness. Thank you, everybody. And thanks to the fans that stopped and saw us in Nashville.
Yes, we love you all.
We love you all.
But some more than others, though, for being honest.
It's up to you to figure out who that is. That's right. All right, well, thanks, everybody. It's good to be back for this episode of Challenge. It's been Brian.
Amanda.
Big Uncle Sweetie.
And as Tyson said, I'm too old to bamboozle.
The challenge.
All right.